May the words of my mouth and the meditations of our hearts be with you, O God, our rock and our salvation. Amen. In the opening scenes of our gospel lesson this morning, Jesus appears out of nowhere into this room that was closed off, where the disciples were hiding and they were afraid and worried. And he entered and he greeted them, saying, "Peace be with you." The disciples were alarmed and even frightened, for they thought they had themselves safely tucked away. Jesus made himself known as he showed them his hands and his sides. They were filled with joy that Jesus was with them, and Jesus reassured them a second time, saying, "Peace be with you." So much had happened just the week before. I'm sure the disciples were down in the dumps. After all, the man that they had dropped everything for in their lives to follow had been arrested and killed. What an awful week it must have been for them, because they lost so much. They had been with Jesus as faithful followers for over 3 years. They listened to his stories and to him talk about God and to talk about love in ways that no one else could. They watched as he healed people. They watched as he fed 5,000 people with just a few fish and loaves of bread. He raised some of them from the dead before their very eyes. He answered so many of their questions on life and on how to live. And now he was gone, dead. As they huddled into that locked room, I'm sure they were feeling lost and in great despair. And they probably wondered how they could go on. They had left everything behind, their work and their families, to follow Christ. Can you imagine the pain and the agony that they were feeling? Most of us probably could say yes, that we can imagine that pain, because in some way we have felt that same kind of pains in our own lives. That pain of feeling alone. That pain when we have experienced loss. Perhaps the pain ran so deep that we were not sure how we could possibly go on. But somehow, in some way, even though it was unimaginable, we were able to push through, finding that same peace that Christ spoke about when he told the disciples, "Peace be with you." Some of us may still be looking for that peace that is yet to come. While I've always found the joy and the beauty of Christ's spoken words, "Peace be with you," I consistently have to remind myself that Christ never promised that our road as Christians were going to be easy. And the road that we're on, especially today, I find it hard to find Christ's peace a majority of the time. This past week, I caught a news clip that was reporting about a nurse who is from Texas, but he is volunteering right now in New York City because he said he felt called to do so. And he said his first shift was doing body runs, meaning that he was going around and collecting and bringing the dead bodies to refrigerator trucks. I sat there and I wondered, where can we find the peace of Christ with us in this newscast? In the meantime, the national news was reporting about protesters in the streets, protesting staying-in-place orders, and protesting that the economy had been shut down. And as I watched that clip, I noticed that not many of them were wearing a mask. They were blocking the hospital entrances as well. And some of them were armed with automatic assault rifles. Was this necessary? No. This is not only scary, it's wrong. Where is Christ's peace in this situation? And has Christ failed us? No. Christ has not failed us. But we have failed Christ. We have allowed ourselves to become a nation of division and mistrust. And we each have a role in this. Either by our complicity or our lack of courage, by allowing these things to continue to happen around us. I believe in free speech, and I believe in having differences of opinion, and I believe in giving voice to all sides. But what I don't believe in is free speech when it puts others' lives at risk. Innocent people's lives at risk. I don't believe in bullying or sacrificing another person's health or even our own health or the lives of others in the form of a protest. The protest could have been done and much more effectively, minus the traffic jams and minus the guns. People's lives were put at risk. This is not right. And it's very unchristian. Well, this is a very sad part of the story, though. Christ is still working among us throughout this story of the COVID-19 pandemic. Well, as most of you know, one of my friends has expired from being infected with COVID-19. Another friend was fighting for her and her child's life. And she survived a long, hideous fight with this infection. The sad part of the story is, though, is now her daughter, who was on the mend, has been reinfected. And now her husband is sick as well. This poor family cannot seem to get a break. While she still struggles, she recently shared her story with me regarding her personal fight. She said, "I can't believe that 5 weeks ago I was planning my preaching schedule for Eastertide, and I was healthy as can be. I outlined my sermon topics all the way through Pentecost, and I planned to preach the Doubting Thomas text this week. And I planned to talk about how we must not let our doubts about Christ take over in our lives. My plan was to talk about how Christ is consistently working in our lives, even in these messy times." And she said, "That whole line, 'Peace be with you,' has rung out loud in my head so many times since that planning session. So much has happened. I wondered within myself, how was I supposed to find Christ's peace within me as I heard the news that I had tested positive and my 6-year-old daughter has also tested positive for COVID-19. I wondered how I was supposed to find Christ's peace as I continued to decline and I eventually became hospitalized. I wondered," she said, "where I could find Christ's peace as I overheard the doctors talking to my husband about medically inducing me into a coma and intubing me. I wondered where I could find Christ's peace within me as I remember my husband breaking this bad news to me with tears in his eyes. I wondered if I would live. Where is Christ's peace in knowing that I may never be able to hold my child again? I remember crying and holding my daughter right before I was put into the coma and feeling so sick. Where was Christ's peace in that moment. I remember feeling that Christ had betrayed me, not living up to his loving statement of peace be with you. And I remember saying to myself, "Damn you, Christ," as I fell into this deep sleep. And the next thing I remember was 10 days later slowly waking up and wondering, had I died? No, I didn't die, because there were too many machines around me, and my husband was there by my side. And in that moment, I felt Christ's peace. As I heard the stories about the prayers that were being uplifted for me, I felt Christ's peace. When I saw my daughter and her beaming, smiling face, and the first time I heard her say again, "I love you, Mommy," I continued to be flooded with the peace of Christ. As I walked into my home to a Zoom meeting with all of my congregation waiting to cheer me on for my road to recovery, I was once again filled with Christ's peace. I would have never made this journey had it not been for Christ's peace on and in my heart. I was angry with Christ, wanting and seeking to know how to find peace with him in the midst of my illness. I wanted to give up on him, and in many ways I did. But he didn't give up on me. My story is a success story, but many stories out there are not. There have been over 32,000 deaths at this point, and nobody knows why some of us have been saved while others perish. I'm sure part of my survival was because I was surrounded in Christ's peace. I wasn't realizing it at the time because I was so distraught and too sick to know what was happening. Christ's peace was in the prayers that were offered for me, in the hope that people expressed for me, and mostly in the miracle of my surviving. And she ended our conversation saying, "I don't know why I was spared, but I was. And my job now," she says, "is to spread the good news of Christ, to spread the peace of Christ, even in these most trying times." It's difficult for us to find that peace that Christ talks so freely about with the disciples. When we have those moments in our lives that we feel surrounded by darkness, the last thing that we can see clearly is a sense of peace that is yet to come. Sometimes we doubt, just as Thomas did. But we are like Thomas. We have doubts because it's hard for us to see Christ in our lives. It's hard to rely on our faith when things seem so difficult and so out of control and so filled with chaos. It's hard for us to claim our faith when we come face to face with unsettling realities in which we feel we have no control. God works in many different ways in our lives to reveal himself to us. How can we be working in our way to help others who may have doubt? Sometimes we want instant proof that God is there, but the reality is it doesn't always work that way. Sometimes we just have to develop a greater sense of patience and a greater faith, trusting in God. There are times that we have to be in the darkness to experience the light. Whether we are in the light or in the darkness, we must embrace our faith. Our faith should be one of the most consistent factors in life. And at times, it's one of the hardest things to maintain. Our faith is something we should rely on and share with others. The young mother that I just told the story about has several people relying on and sharing their faith through prayer for her good health and recovery to 100%. Like Thomas, we want to see God tangibly in the circumstances of our lives. Lord, make this happen and we will believe. It doesn't work that way. We try and blackmail God into doing something for us. Then, like Thomas, we must hear Jesus' gentle rebuke. Blessed are those who have not seen and yet have believed. Jesus says, "Peace I give unto you." He wants everyone to have this peace. The peace that brings order and harmony and spiritual well-being. The good news is we can have that peace and we can enjoy it right now, at this very moment. All we have to do is receive this gift of peace by faith. Receive Jesus as your Lord and Savior, and you'll have his promised peace. Amen.